The Islanders win again last night. And more importantly, they beat another pretty good team. And they beat another pretty good goaltender in Carey Price and the Montreal Canadiens. They're 5-0-1 in their last six. What's gotten into the Islanders? Rick DiPietro, our bud, former Islanders goalie and co-host of Humpty and Hahn on ESPN 98.7 in New York, joins us. How are you?
I'm doing good, Andrew. How are you?
Good. See, I saw your video last night, so everyone says the price is right, and the Islanders beat them. So you, on live post-game TV, rip off your dress shirt to reveal a T-shirt that says the Grice is right. Now, the question I had, because it was a funny move, it was a good move, were you wearing that the whole game? Did you put it on when it looked like the Islanders were going to win? What was your prep time here?
No, I'll tell you this. After watching this team play the last couple games under Doug Wade, I had full confidence that they were going to have a chance to win that game. So I actually wore the T-shirt underneath my dress shirt, and I will admit that I had to go buy a dress shirt that I was comfortable ripping off. But I had confidence the team would pull it out.
So this is the scenario I like to envision. The Islanders lose like one of those crazy games, 10-0, and you're sitting doing the post-game post-mortem with this Island with Grice is right on your undershirt. That would have been a thing.
Yeah, I mean, listen, yeah. In typical Islanders fashion, that would probably be something in the past that would happen, but the way the team's playing right now, I felt pretty comfortable doing it.
So I was talking about this earlier. Now, every team, even the 30th place team in the National Hockey League, will have a run where they go 7-0-1, or they win 9 of 12, and you'll look back at the end of the season, and you'll say, why couldn't we just play like that? So, I mean, everyone's going to have a run like this. So what is this run with the Islanders? Are they more like this? Is it a placebo effect? It happens when you change a coach sometimes, or had they just grown stagnant, underachieving under Jack Capuano?
No, I think it was a little bit of both. And the Islanders had a lot of success last year. Got past the first round of the playoffs, finally. I mean, it only took 23 years to get that done, but we took that step. And I really think last night was an important game because you had a game against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Bobrovsky's one of the best goalies in the business. You get him pulled, you have a pretty decisive win in that game. And I think Islanders fans were kind of looking at this team like, is this just a fluke? Like, we need to see more. And I think last night was kind of validation of the way this team has played over the last couple of games. And, you know, unfortunately, they got themselves in a pretty deep hole to start the season. But I'm telling you what, when you start looking at the standings and you look at the way this team is playing, and I like to point to the fact that, you know, when we talked about the Islanders last year and over the last couple of years, the reason they were so difficult to play against is because they could roll four lines and all four lines would contribute. And this season, when they struggled, it seemed like you had one line going or two lines going. You never found a way to get all four lines going at the same time. And right now, the way this team is playing, they got all four lines are contributing, and it's equal in a lot of success.
I guess it's no surprise either that, you know, John Tavares has really picked it up on the offensive end of things. A couple more points last night, and wouldn't you know it, the Islanders start winning games. Is that just what happens? How much of this was on John?
Well, this is why I love John Tavares. So Jack Capuano gets let go, and now the unique part of the situation is that Doug Wade actually had a chance as a player to play with John Tavares. So John Tavares looks at Doug Wade as kind of a mentor, and the first thing out of Johnny Tavares' mouth when Jack was fired was, I'm partially to blame for this. We as players have to bear some of the burden and some of the guilt of Jack getting fired. And he held himself accountable. And then all of a sudden he goes on this run where he's at a different level. And he's got some chemistry now with Josh Bailey and Anders Lee. And I think it's just trickled down through the entire team. And when you add a guy like, you know, Doug Wade, who was an assistant coach, but now he's the one voice of the team, and you have that much respect and that much credibility in the locker room, if he tells you to do something, you're going to do it, and you're going to trust that it's going to work.
Let's say the run continues. Let's say they have a good second half. Let's say they squeak in. I know there's been kind of public sentiment of, oh, they've reached out to Gerard Gallant and all this. Is there a chance that Doug Wade is the head coach of this team next year?
I think there is, and it's going to be if Dougie wants to do it. I know when he first took the job, he wasn't sure if he necessarily wanted to be a head coach or if he was ready to be a head coach. But, you know, just watching his body language on the bench, you know, listening to post-game press conferences, he's enjoying himself. I mean, the one thing he said that I really liked is, this is about you guys. It's about the players. I want you guys to inspire me with your play. And, I mean, that's pretty much what you're seeing right now. This is, I can't even tell you, I mean, it's such a difference. Covering this team early on in the season, it was sloppy. They couldn't make passes. They couldn't break out of their zone. a lot of mental mistakes, bad penalties, and all of a sudden they cleaned it all up, and they're actually playing clean, crisp games.
Rick DiPietro, our guest on the Andrew Walker Show, Sportsnet 590 The Fan here in Toronto. So what's up with Ryan Strome? Why can't he play? Are they going to move him? Does he need a fresh start?
That's a great question. It seemed like, under Jack, Strome was kind of a bit of the whipping boy a little bit. And, there'd be times where he disappears a little bit. And I think we all know how talented he is. I think the main focus for this team this season especially has been trying to find someone to play with John Tavares. And, Ryan Strome, when he first joined the team, had a ton of chemistry with John Tavares. Him and Anders Lee kind of had that instant chemistry. And I don't know what happened last year, but Dougie Waite sat him down a couple games ago. And I thought Ryan Strome has responded. I mean, you'd like to see more from him offensively, but over the last couple games, he's contributed.
Rick DiPietro, our guest. Good stuff. Hey, it's been a fun ride. They're 5-0-1 in their last six, and you know how the East is. It's just going to be bunched, and the Islanders are now going to be right in that mix. So it'll be fun down the stretch. Thanks for this.
Yeah, they keep this up, I'm going to have to spend a whole lot more money on dress shirts.
More dress shirts. And it's Rick DiPietro, former Isles goalie, former first overall pick, host of Humpty Down on ESPN 98.7.